Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tainted and Tempted Podcast, Season 4. I'm your host, Asia. Now, as you can see, I have a special guest here with me today. But before I let him introduce himself, we're going to talk about Brittany Griner. Now, if you don't know who Brittany Griner is, she is a professional basketball player for the Phoenix Mercury of the Women's National Basketball Association. She was arrested in Russia for having a vape canister with cannabis oil in her luggage. She was arrested for 10 months and was released from custody in a prisoner exchange. Griner's release was secured after a prisoner swap between the U.S. and Russia that involved international arms dealer Victor Buru. So I'm going to let my guest introduce himself, and we're going to talk about it some more. So I have...
Hello, everybody. My name is Justin. I'm the owner and runner of Jewels by Design. I'm 30 years old, and I just like to, I try to be awesome. I just try to do my thing always and work hard every day and just continue to have faith and move forward courageously.
Yes, beautiful. I love that. Beautiful set.
That's it. Set.
Yes. Okay, Justin. So I just want to talk about this Brittany Griner situation.
Absolutely.
Did you hear about the prison exchange?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. Do you think it was fair?
I can't say it was fair, but I can say I'm happy that she's home and that she doesn't have to deal with that situation
anymore.
And yeah, absolutely. It's a tough situation, and maybe it may or may not be fair, but I could just look at her and, you know, I know that she's thankful and she's grateful just to be free. So, you know, so that's what I just kind of recognize that she just that is just good for her. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm happy about it.
Yeah, me too. But I don't think the exchange was fair, because the guy that was exchanged is a terrorist. He's crazy. He did a lot of shit.
He's the merchant of death.
Yes, and that's my next question. Do you feel Victor Buru should be released for supplying weapons to a terrorist organization and conspiring to kill Americans?
I mean... When you say it like that, no.
No. Yes.
You know, I agree that's what he did, and you know, that's his reputation. But I guess I just kind of look at the situation. I just see it as it is, you know, which is just a free woman. So I'm always just going to be happy about that.
Exactly. I understand what you're saying. Okay. So do you think Russian authorities were wrong for holding Brittany Griner for 10 months? Finding a vape with cannabis oil in her luggage?
I mean, yeah, I think they, I mean, I guess I can't say from their opinion. I don't know, like, I wasn't actually there. But I believe that maybe they just took it out of context, or, you know, maybe just blew it up, maybe because she was American or what, I don't know why, but I do think that it was a little unjustified, you know, for a woman with no criminal record. And
but if you're traveling and you're going to, you know, you gotta be mindful of different countries and places. It's not legal everywhere. Here is legal, but everywhere else is not, you know?
And especially a country like Russia, which
they're going through a lot. They'll take a little drug as a big thing. You know?
And they're gonna do what they want once you're on their territory.
Exactly. So and she lucky she only got 10 months. She could have got more.
I mean, she could have been in there for how long if the trade didn't go through. So it's a difficult situation.
It's unfortunate. So do you think Brittany Griner learned her lesson?
Yeah.
Big time, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Sitting in that cell, just thinking about life and thinking about what you did and how you're going to become better. I can only imagine what her mind is.
Just over, right, you know, the little cartridges off of a small mistake. So I absolutely think that she's, I think it's a life-changing experience for sure.
She's in a better place mentally, you know?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully she can get her mind right after, you know, going through.
Yeah, because that takes a lot on you. I could only imagine.
Yeah.
Being incarcerated for so long and coming back to real life, you know?
And it's stepping in, especially being in another country. So it's like,
you know.
But yeah, it's a tough situation for sure.
It is. Well, I wish the best for her, you know, and I, you know, happy to hear that she's home and she's safe. And, shout outs to her. Brittany Griner. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
So let's interview you, Justin. Tell me about yourself.
Okay. That's my name, Justin. Yes. And I just I graduated college. I got out January 2020.
Oh, congratulations.
And that was, yeah, I got my bachelor's.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes.
And unfortunately, after that, I just kind of didn't want a job. Mm-hmm. You know, that was just the way it was. And it was also, in January 2020, that was actually the start of the pandemic also. Mm-hmm. So, like, everything was just kind of closed. And, you know, I was into creation, you know, I like creating and just, you know, having different ways of expressing myself. Mm-hmm. So that's just when I picked up resin. Like, I used to buy resin pieces. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just like buy like little pyramids and stuff like that.
Wow.
And then I just had them like sitting there on my table. And one day I was just like, I wanted to make them. So,
and that's how you started your business.
And that's how I started making the pieces. And then after just making them, and you know, at first I was just making them. You know, I had like 50 pieces, and you know, no plans to sell them. Mm-hmm. And then you know, eventually I was just like, all right, like, you know, like this is something that I could use to move my life forward. You know, I'm doing this art, I'm making this, but let me turn it into something that could eventually sustain me.
Exactly. I understand.
So, yep.
Oh, okay. Yes. So what do you sell, Justin?
All right. So I make functional art out of epoxy resin. Resin, hopefully you guys know what it is. You can just like look it up.
Is that what's on the table?
And that's, yeah. So these are some of the pieces. I don't know how clear you guys can see it, but it's functional art. Like, that was kind of like my idea behind the business. Like, once I started saying I wanted it to be a business, like, I wanted everything I make to be functional. Like, it's all artsy. Like, it has like the aesthetic and all that stuff, but I also wanted it to be useful. Mm-hmm. So that's why all the items I was going for was, it was just, you know, like, so these are ashtrays. Mm-hmm. This one is an ashtray also.
Wow.
This is a phone stand, so you can like put your phone when you like watching YouTube and stuff. And then this is a candlelight holder. Like, so you could put the tea light candles.
That's pretty.
And yeah, so this is like a very popular piece, like just the shape itself.
And what are your prices?
And 20, they're fair to me.
Okay.
So all the ashtrays are 25. Mm-hmm. Like, so all three of the ashtrays, they are 25, and these are 25, and those are 20. But I'm not trying to sell it to nobody. So.
I know, but you know, we're online. And
right.
We're
so we just let the people know.
Yes,
so,
of course.
But, and that's, you know, so that's what, it's all handmade. It's all one of a kind. Like, you know, people ask me like, oh, can I make, you know, it's like if they see a picture or something I'm making, they want me to make it. I'm like, I don't know if I can. Because, you know, just the way that I create is so spontaneous that sometimes, like, I just can't even replicate it.
Wow.
It's true. It's true. Yeah.
Wow.
It's just the process. You know, it's just so much stuff going on, just grabbing colors and doing all this stuff that it's like, I really don't think I could do this ever again. Mm. And, you know, and that's just the awesomeness of it. You know, handmade, one of a kind.
Okay. So where can we find your art?
And then the website is coming soon. You know, I've been saying that for like 3 months.
It happens.
But it's exactly. Life happens. You know, you got, for a while I had to go to pop-ups just to actually get some like cash flow. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also learning to make a website, you know, so I just bought like a Wix subscription, like on Wix. So I'm just like struggling, and but I'm trying hard every day.
And when did you start this business?
And the biz, so I started making resin maybe like 8 or 9 months ago.
Okay.
So the business itself probably like 6 or 7 months ago. So that's it. That's it.
Okay. So where can my audience purchase your ashtrays and more?
Right now, I don't even know what to say. You can come to my house and see everything I have.
Okay, can they find you on Instagram? Your Instagram?
You can find me on Instagram, Jewels by Design 99.
Okay.
It's Jewels by Design 99. It's spelled exactly the way it is. But and the website is coming soon though. It's like you can look up the website. It's jewelsbydesign9.com. But should I look at you or the camera?
No, either or. It doesn't matter.
Okay, because I'm like bouncing back and forth. <It's> okay. Awesome. But so yeah, so Jules, so the website is up. You can access the website from my Instagram.
Okay, good.
But it's you just can't purchase anything. But you can look through and see what I have set up, because I did, you know, there is a lot on there. It's just, you know, I always have like a big like vision that I try to create. Mm-hmm. And it and that's why it just kind of always just takes a lot of time.
I know. Understand. I totally understand. So what is the day-to-day life with your business?
So the day-to-day life can vary, just because I personally, just because I go through so many elements of the business personally, like just from creating the pieces to taking the pictures to doing the website to, you know, doing the packaging and all this stuff.
Wow.
It's just, yeah, so I kind of just do it all myself. So it just depends on what stage I'm at, and that just kind of like reflects what I'm actually doing during the day. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, I'm not creating too many pieces, because I have a lot of pieces
already created.
And yeah, just kind of like in stowaway waiting for the website. So right now I'm working on the website, and I'm doing the pictures, I'll say, where I kind of go out in my backyard and I have like a little, just set up. It's like an altar, I guess, where it's just like certain things arranged, and I just try to, you know, do my little photography stuff.
Oh, okay. Creative, I see.
Yes.
So what gives you the inspiration to keep your business going?
Just life, you know, just like life and love, because that's what I want to give to the people. You know, like the business is an art that satisfies me by creating it, but what I'm creating is a business, you know, and I want that to serve people. So that's, you know, that's just something that's very important to me, being able to connect and reach people. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, I want to build a successful business, you know, just so I could do that.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So do you have any new events coming up?
No.
Nothing coming up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm so sad to say.
Okay. All right. So, do you ever get discouraged?
I do get discouraged.
Yeah.
I was just recording videos like for promotion. So I have recorded the video and I have released it. I put it on my Instagram. And it just didn't like generate any attention, you know, but I put in a lot of effort in terms of, you know, planning out the video and then actually, you know, recording and editing and right. Like,
yeah, I understand.
And then it's, you know, and then I'm just, you know, of course I always kind of dream the biggest. I always just like, I guess I do expect the biggest.
Yes.
So, you know, I was just expecting like the grand rollout.
And it didn't happen. You know, that happens all the time when you post. Sometimes you can't look at the likes or the follows. You just got to post.
Right.
You know,
because right.
People are watching. They just don't like. You know?
Yeah, because I do that too.
Exactly. People just view it, but they won't like you. That, you know, absolutely. They won't like your picture or your video or anything. I hate that.
Absolutely.
Like, what are you following me for?
And it, right, like I, it's just push that button,
yeah,
and support.
Just support, and, you know. The more likes I get, the more clout I get, the more, you know.
And that's what moves us forward.
That's what we get. Don't we all want to make it big in this game?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Oh man, I hate that. I understand. I go through
it
the
is.
Same thing. You know, I'm posting stuff on my podcast, and I look to see if the viewers is viewing, and it is. I see people viewing,
the
but
views.
I don't see nobody liking.
They
and
don't.
I'm like, why? Why are people so negative?
That's it.
You know, just be positive. See somebody doing a good thing, you know, and just like and share.
Uh-huh. And it's just that support. It's just that little bit of support, you
know.
That
will make it go a long way.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, man. I tell you, this generation now is like that. It's just, but if they see something ghetto or ratchet,
uh-huh,
or we acting like women on Love and Hip Hop, then we'll
yeah.
get all the likes
that's,
and the views.
Yes, now you're speaking.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But cause... when we're doing something positive and trying to talk, go to the youth, like what I'm trying to do with my podcast, you barely get the likes and the followers.
Mm-hmm. Spreading,
you know,
awareness.
Exactly. But you know what? I'm not rushing to get no followers, because I want my likes and my followers to be genuine and real.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you want that too, Jimmy? Yeah. So when you do change, you know, mentally, when you change who you are, your followers will follow you. Because they gradually know who you are.
Because they, yeah, exactly. Because they see that you're posting and they actually like what you post. And it's not, yes. Yeah.
And they know who you are within and they know that you change. They following you with every change that you make. Yeah. You know, genuinely.
They see the growth.
Yeah. You don't want people to just stop liking you because of this and stop liking you. Because you want people to follow you on and on, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's why I'm thankful for the podcast.
Yes, you know, it's a
chance to, you know, like what you're doing, you're giving people like me an opportunity to, you know, just to speak, just to, you know, get our message out. So I'm definitely thankful.
Yes, and we met up at a pop-up shop and we talked, and it was very good. We had a great conversation. Uh-huh, yes,
right
and,
there.
And I had to get you on my
podcast. It was in stone after that day. Yes, it was all in stone.
It was on for me. And you know, I got the other two performers that were there as well. The two guys that performed.
Okay, Bobby.
And Ron. Yes.
And Ron.
Ron Luciano. Yep, I had okay. Oprah on here too.
Awesome.
And you're the third.
From that pop-up.
Yes, from the pop-up shop. Yes. Did you enjoy yourself at the pop-up shop?
It was, yeah, pop-ups are good, but I had actually, I stopped doing pop-ups.
Oh.
I won't say I stopped, but I got more selective.
Okay, what businesses with you want to go into.
With which pop-up host I go to, and this is not about that pop-up host at that particular time, you know, it's nothing about her,
mm-hmm.
but it was just after that, and then for the next one or two pop-ups, I just kind of noticed that not all of the hosts had a way of just like bringing attention and
to
customers to, yeah. So it's like I'm sitting in a room and there's just like eight other businessmen and women, you know, we all just sitting there looking at each other. Oh. And I was just kind of like, okay, like, why am I paying for this? You know, we just sitting there doing, you know, we all act like hawks. Mm-hmm. When a customer walks in,
it's like, oh, y'all want
them. We're like hawking them down, like, come on.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So that's when so after I had like three pop-ups in a row, you know, I'm like, I'm paying $100 and I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, it's like, so you already start off in the negative,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and it's no guarantee that you're getting that money back. So after like the third pop up in a row, then I actually just started going to Harlem on 125th.
Did you generate any?
And it was every time I go out, I could get, I'll say between $60 and $100.
Wow.
And it's free to go.
Harlem is where it's at.
And Harlem is where it's at. Yes, Harlem. That I love it there. You know, meeting people in the community and all that. So so it was great. You know.
Yeah, it's give and take, you know, especially when you're starting out with your business. It's certain businesses that you go to work for. Some of them will not have certain guests come in or won't have a good host to really broadcast the vendors and let them know, come and buy and shop.
Exactly.
I can understand. And that's why they need a host like me.
That's it, yo. The ultimate pop-up podcast.
Yes, right? That would be good. That would be adventurous, right?
That would be, because then you could be like, you could have like a segment of the show there, and you could be interviewing like while they're doing the businesses and stuff.
And that would be great, That'll show some interesting, some liveliness.
And it'll be lively, exactly.
Yeah. And it could be live, too.
Oh, man, you're going to have people trembling. You'll be like, is that thing on?
Yes, that would be great. Yes. So, Justin, do you have any words of encouragement for anyone trying to be successful like you?
Yeah. You have to look within and you have to believe in yourself.
That's right.
Right? Our power comes from ourself and it comes from within, and it was given to us by God.
Yes. Amen.
Right? Like, we were all born powerful and awesome people. And it is sometimes it's this world that's so negative and toxic that drags us and is, you know, and it turns us from these bright bulbs, and then we'll be in our 20s and we'll be so dimly lit. Right? Mm-hmm. So you just have to, know where to search to find the connection. And, you know, I'm just going to quickly say, it's just another thing of this world where they're trying to pull you out. You know, mm-hmm. there's all these things to focus on. There's, you know, all this stuff on the TV, and video games, you know, sports. There's all these things for us to focus on that's outside of us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes we just need some quiet time and to look within and, you know, just to really find out who we are. And it's on that quest to knowing yourself, that's where you're going to find, like, your purpose. And, you know, that's what everything you see is. Like, everything I'm doing, everything I'm creating, why I wake up every day and do it is because I believe it's my purpose and that I have something to fulfill. So that's, you know, that's my advice, is to just look within and turn off the distractions.
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. Yes. Yeah, my heart is going to beat out my chest.
It's okay. Well, thank you so much, Justin, for coming by to the Tainted and Tempted podcast, expressing your art that you do. I love it. And yes, keep going strong. Don't let nobody stop you, and you're going to be great.
Yes. Thank you so much, Asia.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Awesome show. Thank you so much. Yes.
So thank you, everyone, for tuning into my new episode of the Tainted and Tempted podcast. Before you exit my show, make sure you stop what you're doing and subscribe down below. And also like this video and share it with a friend, okay? And make sure, and have a great day, everyone.